Some years ago, many years ago, when I had two children, a son and a daughter, my son was the more easygoing. He was older, the more easygoing of the two. My daughter basically came into the home, and as little girls are wont to do, by about 6 or 7 months, had pretty much decided we were doing it all wrong. And, of course, she knew a much better way to run the whole family. Now, when you're 6 or 7 months old and the big people don't do what you want them to do, well, okay, let's move it up. When you're 2 years old and the big people don't do what you want them to do, you throw fits. And you throw intense fits, depending upon your emotions. She threw intense fits. That was her thing. Of course, my wife was kind of shell-shocked by this because Andrew really never threw intense fits. Andrew was kind of like, oh, yep, no, you took my block. Okay, I'll take another one. Yep, I will. I'll take another one. Hannah was, you took my block. You're going to pay for this for the rest of your life. Don't turn your back on me. Don't even go to bed. Don't put your head down on your pillow because I'm waiting. We're in the car, driving. Andrew was about three and a half, something like that. He wanted to do something. I said, no, son, we're going home. And then he kind of half kicked the back of my seat. At which point I said, Andrew, you're in trouble when we get home. Why? Because that's a fit, son. Hannah, who was in her car seat, looked over with dripping disdain. That's not a fit. Translation, don't compare what that chump piker is doing to the performances that I have perfected. What's the point? Two. First of all, prime fit ages are generally 2, 3, and 4. Prime spectacular fit ages, fireworks type stuff. And the reason for this is because little kids don't have much control over their emotions. Neither do immature adults, for that matter. But it's another monologue. As one person put it, and I like the way she said it, little kids' emotions are bigger than they are. So they can erupt. They can melt down. They can look wildly ugly. And many parents will say, that's not normal. I know kids throw fits, but that's not normal. Yeah, most of the time it is. The vast majority of the time it is. Why? Well, there's no governor. Children have no restraint mechanism. They have consciences. They don't have developed self-control. They don't have the neurological structure that would enable them to tone it down. So, one, they can look incredibly ugly. And parents wonder, is that normal? Well, it may be intense, but it's most likely normal. But here's the second aspect of the whole thing. And this is the one that disturbs me probably more than anything else. Fits 2, 3, 4 generations ago, when I believe that parents in our culture had a higher level of authority, unspoken authority. Come on. Your parents had the look. The look is a fading away vestige of old authority. But it spoke volumes, didn't it? Children who threw fits were usually preschoolers. What is rather sad now, in my clinical experience and just my day-to-day observation of friends and relatives and family members and people at large, or large people, fits are now the domain of almost any age kid. 5, 8, 10, 12, 15. Nasty, eruptive, mean, destructive, prolonged emotional outbursts. We're not talking kids who pout or are sad or fire off a few disgruntled lines here and there when they're thwarted or told to do something you don't want to do. We're talking 2, 3, and 4-year-old type fits coming from big bodies. This, in my humble opinion, is a reflection of the overall loss of parental authority. Somehow, some way, it's okay in the kid's mind to do this. He's not been consequented out of it otherwise. It's a scary thing because most of the clients who come in my office are good people. They're solid people. They're trying hard to raise good kids. Most of them have a good religious bent. They want to raise God-seeking children. And if there are behavior problems, and in many cases that's why they're there, there are also fits. And the fits are not necessarily related to age, which is shocking. These are not four-year-olds who are melting down. These are nine-year-olds that if you told them to go to their room and you made it stick, there'd be one major eruption going on. C.S. Lewis had a great line. C.S. Lewis said, "You never know the power of a temptation until you completely resist it. If you give in at any point along the way, you don't experience the full force of the temptation." Similar, you go up against an army. To defeat the army, you only experience the full power of that army if you defeat it. If at any point along the way you surrender, you didn't experience the full power of that army because they didn't have to do it to get your surrender. It's the same thing with a fit. If at any point along the way you capitulate, you back off, you don't experience the full brunt of that fit. It's when parents stand their ground, either out of frustration or they've had enough, or this is ugly and they better do something about it. When they stand their ground, that's when they get shocked because the fit really gets ugly. Really ugly. And they're thinking, whoa, he's never gone this far before. And that's because you never resisted this far before. Just a little descriptive summary of fits. We will talk. Stay tuned at some point, anytime in the future, within tomorrow up to the next 10 years, God willing. Well, we'll talk about what do you do then if you got an 11-year-old still throwing 3-year-old fits?